The problem is, yeah, you're absolutely right. There's been calls for a hybrid port, for a regional hybrid international port, for South Sudan since as far back as 2014, 2015. Former Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, the African Union's own commission of inquiry, recommended the establishment of a hybrid port. Both of the peace agreements to date, one in 2015, the second in 2018, have both promised, guaranteed, contractually committed themselves to establishing the hybrid court. Unfortunately, it's never happened. Both the South Sudan government and the African Union have, at best, dragged their feet, and nothing has really come of it. And in fact, the South Sudanese leadership, the current leadership, has come out strongly against the court. So while I would love to see the hybrid court established, there doesn't seem to be any real indications that that's going to happen, at least anytime soon.
And how about the argument from the South Sudanese leaders who kept saying that all these accusations against them is not fair because they are trying their best, and they have been sending messages saying that they are implementing the peace agreement and they're asking for the international community to be patient? What would you tell them if you meet them?
Well, first of all, the implementation of the peace agreement has been painfully slow. As you know, the transition period was recently extended by basically 2 years, 24 months. And it continues to be a difficult and slow process. In direct response to your question, we think it's a false choice. There needs to be justice and accountability. And there needs to be real steps taken toward long-term peace and stability. But in our view, and in my view, accountability, holding those most responsible to account, is an important part of the peace process. There will not be a sustainable peace in South Sudan until those most responsible are brought to justice.
And taking them to the international court of, the international court in Hague.
Yes.
Could harden their positions, and you know, worst case scenario, they might not cooperate. What will happen?
That's true. You're absolutely right. It could harden their position. This is something we hear. I mean, as you said, I've been involved in international criminal justice now for more than 20 years, and that is a common thing you hear from those possibly accused, the bad actors. That says, well, if you push us too hard, things will only get worse, or we'll only show that much more resistance. So that is not something new that we're hearing for the first time now. We have to continue to press forward. Those people have got to be brought to justice. Again, it's a false choice. It's a false choice between peace and justice.
And just a last question here. Has there been any case brought against a situation like what you have in South Sudan, a polarized situation where brothers and sisters are killing each other? I mean, has there been a case like that that has been taken to Hague?
Well, of course, you have the examples of the Yugoslavia tribunals and the Rwanda tribunal. In the Rwanda tribunal, of course, that tremendous and horrific genocide was brought before the International Tribunal, Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda, and many people were prosecuted for that. And that also involved inter-ethnic tribal violence against one another. There's also a special court that's actually taking place in the Central African Republic. It can probably do with some improvements, but it is an example of something that can be done. And the ICC and the special court there are working together to bring people to justice. We hope the Global Rights Compliance and I and others are fighting hard and looking hard at all avenues of bringing justice to the people of South Sudan. And that's what we really are hoping for.